The beginning of wisdom is to call things by their positive name. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campa, California, bringing you the instant illumination. If I say it faster, then it's even harder to follow me. The beginning of wisdom is to call things by their positive name. We go back to the story of wisdom that everybody knows with King Solomon, remember? And these two women, and both women claimed the boy to be their child, and each woman wanted their child. And so they went to King Solomon, and they said to him, "This is my son." And the other one said, "No, this is my son. No, it's my son. No, it's my son." And so the king said, "Well, axeman, come here. Cut the boy in half, and we'll give each mother half of the son." And then the real mother spoke up and said, "No, no, it's her son. It's her son, no problem, it's her son. I was wrong." Now, she agreed with her adversary quickly. She did it before Jesus even said it, because Jesus hadn't come along when King Solomon was doing his thing. And she agreed with her adversary quickly, and her son was spared. But not only was her son spared, her son was given back into her loving arms. Now, why did the other woman want the son so much? Why did the other woman want to have the child? We don't know that. We're not told that anywhere in the story. We're only told that when you agree with your adversary quickly, when you really are a loving, unconditionally loving mother, you would not want anything to happen to your child, regardless that you had to lose. I would give my life for my child, would you? And it's not a matter that I have to give it, but I would give it. So why not give my child his life, if it means being separate from me? You see, many parents have had to face this. Many young parents who just have a child, and they don't feel ready to handle it. They had this child because they were screwing around. They shouldn't have been. And up comes a child. And so they put the child on somebody's doorstep or whatever, and the people take over the child and give the child a loving home, and life is beautiful. But if the child had stayed with this lady, who was its mother, and she lived in a very limited circumstances, and she had people, and she had to face up to the fact that it was her child, what would have happened? Would the child have had a poor home? Would the child have had a meaningless existence? No. It would have had a very wonderful existence. It would have had the challenges that would come from that type of a life. And yet it would grow up to be a perfectly normal, wonderful person. There are hundreds and thousands and millions of children born under those circumstances. You don't know it. That's only because you don't care. But if you would read the information that comes from all the third world countries of the unwed parents who leave their children on the street, and if you go to that other third world country called America, you'd find that there are just as many children in the United States as there are in the rest of the world who are abandoned. It's a shame. It's really a shame. And we put our attention on protecting the children and taking care of them and maintaining them, and we don't put our attention on saying every child in the United States has a loving home, has a loving parent that they live with. It doesn't matter whether they do or don't. It matters that we say they do. It matters that the beginning of wisdom is to call all things by their positive name. The positive name is, this is a child. This is an expression of the wisdom of God coming through a woman and a man, coming through a parent. This is a beautiful being. The beautiful being should not be called illegitimate. The beautiful being should not be called bad. and nothing about it should be called bad. But it should be called by its positive name. This is a child of God. This is a child which is God. This is God expressing itself in this unique, wonderful way. The sooner we take our wisdom, our real wisdom, and call things by their proper positive name, wonderful things happen in this world. Wonderful things happen. We watched this show last night, which title was
Princess Diary 2.
Princess Diary 2. And in there, this young girl was much like Princess Diane, a very loving, gentle lady, but she didn't have a husband to worry about. She just had the desire to be the princess and ultimately the queen of this country she was going into. And she looked at these little children, and she had been pushed around as a child herself, but she looked at these little children as the boys were giving the little girl a hard time. And the little girl was kind of a weak one, and so she allowed the hard time to be given to her. Well, the princess saw this, and she stopped the caravan. She got out. I mean, that's a strong personality to do something like that. She got out of her carriage. She went over, and she spoke to the little girl. And she says, "Are these boys bothering you?" And zip, the boys were gone. And she said, and what it was, they were standing on the edge of their orphanage. They were orphan children. And she says, "Do you have a crown?" And the little girl says, "No." And there was a man going by, a concessionaire, selling crowns.
Diadems.
Tiara. The diadem is something else. It's a club, I think. But tiara. And so she said to the man, "Give a tiara to every little girl here. Every child." And so the man said, "But who's going to pay it?" She says, "I'll pay for it." And when the princess says, "Do it," you should do it and not say, "Who's going to pay for it?" I mean, my goodness sake. Anyhow, so he gave every child a tiara. And every child, like, did a metamorphosis. They turned from their rascality and their poorness and their poverty and their limitation of mind and soul and spirit. And she said, "Put up your chin, check out your chest, you know, walk with dignity, you know, you are a princess now, you're walking like," and you see, she called out the best, she called out the positive in them. Her wisdom brought every one of those children to that wonderful outpicturing. Oh, it's true, it's a story, it's a fanciful thing, but it's the idea. It's the idea that any one of us can do that. Whenever we see any children or any adults, we can say, "Hey, walk straight up." Some of you walk around here a little sad once in a while, and I say, "Come on, chin up, chest out," you know? And you say, "Well, I said, chin up, chest out." And you stand up, and you walk like this. Boy, don't you feel good. I know when I walk the meditation path, and I'm saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My chin just goes up, my chest just goes out, and I walk straight as an arrow. And it's wonderful. But you remind yourself. And the more you remind yourself of the positive reality that you are, the more you are that positive reality. The beginning of wisdom is to call all things by their positive name. Now, what is the positive name of Sylvia Enns? Is the positive name of Sylvia Enns a gentle, loving, unconditionally loving person? Or is the positive name of Sylvia Enns somebody who's not getting her own way and somebody who's unhappy with life and somebody who has people in her world that she doesn't like? Nah, 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 nah. That's not the Sylvia Enns we know. The Sylvia Enns we know is a Sylvia who is the master of her life, the master of her emotions, the master of her experiences. Is there anybody in this world you don't like, Sylvia? She's shaking her head thinking we're on television, you know. No, that's right. No, there's nobody in this world that you don't like. And will there ever be? No. Could there ever be?
No.
Why?
Because I like myself.
Because you like yourself, exactly. You see, this makes all the difference in the world. When we like ourselves, how could we dislike anybody else? When we think we're the most wonderful person in the world, how could we see anything less? Our dear student, Don Steckdab, one of my earliest students with the University of Healing, he's now over in...
Italy.
Europe.
He's in Italy and Europe. He's in Vincentia.
Vincenzo.
Vincenzo, yeah. In Vincenzo, Italy.
Vincenzo.
And he's been there before. And he has been a counselor, counseling people who were with drugs. He's been a hospital manager and many other things, a very competent fellow. And he was asked to go over to Italy to counsel with the returning people from the Iraqi war and the Afghanistan war, and to help them to find peace within themselves after having seen some very horrible experiences that war oftentimes brings. And so he and his wife are working with these people, and they're teaching them that they are God. They're teaching them that they are love, that they are peace, that they are all that is good. And the people are making such tremendous, instantaneous almost, responses to this idea that their heart is no longer hurt with all the thoughts that they used to have of the war that they went through. And so now, somebody else noticed that too. The government noticed what was happening to the people that Don and his wife, Rita, had been working with. And so the government has asked him to consider managing the entire program for all of Europe or going to Korea and managing that program. He's got the choice, either or. But why would he have this great opportunity? If he is going to think these people have a problem, he's got a problem. He will be in very bad straits. But because he looks at each person and knows that within them is peace and purity and power and goodness, and he calls that forth, that strength within each person allows them to be the master that they are of themselves. And every person goes away more confirmed and more aware of the divine that's within them. But only because Don and his wife Rita know the divine that's within them. And that's what they share. You see, the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their positive names. Don and Rita are doing that. And they've been doing that for years. I've been working with them for years on their various projects that they've had. And with many others. These are just ones that you know about. And that's beautiful. And this is what you can do too. Just remember, the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their positive name. So would you be wise? Call everything by its positive name. Call everything love. Call everything unconditional love. And act upon that and watch the miracles take place in your life, in your affairs, in everything you do. Because each one of us is a master, either for good or for the negative parts of life, whichever we choose. And I say, rah, rah, for the good. I accept, I accept, I accept. Have a lovely day and know that the instant illumination will always be something to lift you along your way. I love you, I love you,
love
I love you.
You.